If you look down here, you'll see this. See this drop right here? It's a huge slump, and it's going to keep going.
Donna McGuinn lives in rural Marin on San Geronimo Creek, where her property has serious erosion problems.
Chunks go off, you know, every few days.
Yeah, it's eating away your garden.
Yeah, it's eating away the garden. In fact, a couple of rose bushes went with it.
But for the past 10 years, McGuinn has had trouble making any changes on her land. She's caught in the middle of a conservation battle. The creek behind her house holds some of the few remaining coho salmon in the state of California. For years, streamside construction has been a contentious issue.
When this started to erode in the middle 90s, we had an environmental engineer design a correction for the erosion, and we went for a permit and couldn't get it. I mean, we're willing to do whatever it takes that's good for habitat, but we just can't get it done. We can't get a permit to get it done.
Now, Marin County is finally putting in place guidelines to regulate development along the creek and preserve riparian habitat. If passed, the ordinance will lift a court-ordered moratorium in the San Geronimo Valley, in place since last year, and open the possibility for some streamside development. But property owners like McGuinn, represented by the San Geronimo Valley Stewards, a group of homeowners, feel the proposed regulations are too strict, that permit conditions are arbitrary, and the fees too high. Others say the proposed measures do little to protect fish.
I would posit that it actually does the opposite.
Andy Harris of the Salmon Protection and Watershed Network, or SPAWN.
I think it creates opportunities for more damage to the watershed.
SPAWN and its supporters would like to see more land around ephemeral streams, small seasonal streams included in the ordinance. These temporary waterways act as a kind of capillary system, funneling fresh water from the hills during winter into larger creeks. They'd also like to see mitigation based on habitat quality, rather than the number of trees cut and the number of trees planted.
Our organization views this as absolutely one of the last opportunities to make a material effective change to protect these fish. I think that that's one of the reasons that you've seen the battle lines drawn and defended as harshly as they have been.
The coho salmon that we have are one of the most endangered species in the state, and the Lagunitas Creek watershed happens to be one of the few places it's still holding its own.
Peter Moyle teaches fish biology at the University of California, Davis. In the 1940s, he says, 300,000 to 400,000 adult coho or more return to California to breed each year. Today, those numbers are measured in the tens to hundreds. Moyle supports the push for a strict ordinance because a third or more of the salmon that use the Lagunitas Creek watershed spawn in San Geronimo Creek.
And I know it always galls people to have restrictions on what you can do on your own land, but this is a very special situation. You know, the coho are only surviving in a very few places in California, and to me anyway, that gives the landowners a special responsibility for these fish, as well as something to really be proud of when it succeeds.
On the last point, at least, McGuinn agrees. Most homeowners in the area, she says, consider themselves environmentalists.
We love the fish. We want the creek to be clean. We want the valley to retain its beauty. There's lots of common ground that way. It's how you get there that is the problem.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.